Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 26th chapter. Then those who had seized Jesus led him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders had gathered. And Peter was following him at a distance, as far as the courtyard of the high priest, and going inside he sat with the guards to see the end. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking false testimony against Jesus, that they might put him to death. But they found none, though many false witnesses came forward. At last, two came forward and said, "This man said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and to rebuild it in 3 days.'" And the high priest stood up and said, "Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?" But Jesus remained silent. And the high priest said to him, "I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "You have said so. But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his robes and said, "He has uttered blasphemy. What further witnesses do we need? You have now heard his blasphemy. What is your judgment?" They answered, "He deserves death." Then they spit in his face and struck him. And some slapped him, saying, "Prophesy to us, you Christ. Who is it that struck you?" Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. And a servant girl came up to him and said, "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you mean." And when he went out to the entrance, another servant girl saw him, and she said to the bystanders, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied it with an oath, "I do not know the man." After a little while, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "Certainly you too are one of them, for your accent betrays you." Then he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know the man." And immediately the rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the saying of Jesus, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Ned Murby from Trinity Lutheran Church in Blackwell, Oklahoma.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The way of the cross is a lonely way. Jesus stands in the midst of the Sanhedrin, yet he is alone. He is rejected by the chief priest, the scribes, and the elders, who condemn him not on the basis of the evidence, but admit evidence into consideration on the basis of their condemnation. Where are the lepers whom Jesus made clean? Where are the blind men from Jericho whose eyes he opened? Matthew tells us that a great crowd followed Jesus as he journeyed to Jerusalem, but where are they this night? Where are the disciples, those who witnessed his miracles and heard his teaching? To be the suffering servant of Yahweh is to be despised, scorned, and left alone. Nobody stands with Jesus at his trial or in his suffering. Poor Peter, bless his heart, he tries. When all the disciples fled in the garden, Peter did not go far. From a distance, he follows Jesus. He had promised his beloved teacher, "Though they all fall away because of you, I will never fall away." And he meant it. He wants to keep his word. He wants to be with Jesus. But then come the accusations and the denials. "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." "I don't know what you mean." And then, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And with an oath, Peter denies Jesus. "I do not know the man." And a third time, "Certainly you too are one of them, for your accent betrays you." So Peter curses himself and swears, "I do not know the man." It appears the false witnesses are found not only in the courtroom, but also in the courtyard, as Jesus' last disciple forsakes him. Then Peter remembers the words of Jesus, the true words, the faithful witness, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times." And he goes out and weeps bitterly. In leaving Christ alone, Peter finds himself alone. We should not look down on Peter, but recognize that we too run away from God. We follow in the footsteps of our forefather Adam, and we hide at the rustling of leaves because we are ashamed of our sin. How often have we, like our brother Peter, wept bitterly because we have been unfaithful to our Lord and left him to suffer alone? Yet Jesus suffers alone for Peter, and for you, and for me, and for those who slapped him, spit in his face, and bore false witness against him. It is because you have not and cannot be faithful to God that Jesus endures God's wrath for you. Utterly alone, and soon to cry out that even God has forsaken him, Jesus stares death in the face and does not run, but he endures all the suffering of the world. Every bit of guilt for all of man's sin is paid for by him with his holy precious blood and his innocent suffering and death, that we may be his own and live under him in his kingdom. We must remember also that the suffering servant who goes alone to the cross is raised from the dead and will come as the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power coming on the clouds of heaven. In Christ's kingdom, you don't have to bear your faithlessness before God. Jesus stood alone in the courtroom of the Sanhedrin so that you don't have to stand alone in God's courtroom. Rather, clothed in the righteousness of Christ given to you in baptism, you stand before God in Christ and with Christ. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, who has stood alone in your place under God's wrath so that he can comfort you with the promise that having received all authority in heaven and on earth, he will be with you always, even to the end of the age. Therefore, when you suffer, it is not alone. Because Christ has suffered for you, he is with you in your suffering, and he will be forever, even when he comes again to wipe away your every tear and bring you into the joy of paradise. Therefore, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Ned Murby from Trinity Lutheran Church in Blackwell, Oklahoma, for today's meditation on God's Word.